This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Veterans living in rural areas or experiencing homelessness could soon have a new way to connect with services, CPR's Claire Cleveland explains.
A bill in the state legislature would fund a mobile veteran support program. The idea is to help a veteran-run nonprofit purchase a vehicle to get veterans who lack other means of transportation to health appointments and other services. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
Westminster Public School students can go to school 12 extra days this year to make up for lost learning because of the pandemic. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
School was supposed to end May 25th. The district said two-thirds of parents in a survey supported more days of school. Some, however, said students need the summer to recharge after a stressful year. The extended learning is voluntary. Staff preferred working four-day weeks longer into this year over starting next year earlier. New federal COVID dollars will pay staff for their additional workdays. Teachers can opt out. Other school districts in the state are in the planning stages for the summer, but nothing is confirmed yet. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Some Boeing 777s will likely be removed from service. That's according to an emergency order from the Federal Aviation Administration. It's the same type of plane that sent debris falling over Broomfield after its right engine exploded mid-air on Saturday. FAA Director Steve Dickinson issued a statement on Sunday requiring immediate and thorough inspections of airplanes equipped with the kind of engine that exploded. This is CPR News.